4 WTF bubble.
YQK, monitoring.
KJ4YQK, W4DJW.
YQK here, was that Dave?
Yeah, I was wondering how you like that new boat.
New boat. We'll be out there next weekend. I stayed at home this weekend. I was supposed to close off the land. I didn't get it closed. So I'll be closing that this week. COVID-19 got in the way. The seller caught COVID-19 and had a heart attack, so I'm kind of waiting for them to get better.
I understand that. I just remember you talking about the new one. I just curious how it was going. That sounded okay where you are. Last person I talked to said I was kind of scratchy.
To get here, it's loud and clear. Yeah, we'll be back out of the boat. If not this weekend, the following weekend. I just ordered a bunch of new lines for it. Murray fixing things up on it.
Lines for the boat or lines for the property?
Running lines.
There's a lot of rope on a boat like that, isn't there? Is that what you call them, lines, or you call them rope?
Lines for your halyards, for raising the mainsail and the jib, and the line that controls the mainsail is called your sheet, your main sheet, and you get your jib sheets. So lines and sheets. And we do have ropes, like a spring rope.
And which one's green and red, the stern or the bow?
Colors.
Yeah, does it go up front or in the back?
Colors for navigation lights, is that right?
Yeah, I can't remember which is which, like the green up front, and then there's the left side and the right side. I don't know, I'm trying to recall all my boating stuff. That's been a long, long time ago for me.
Lights, red and range your bow and your stern there. Not bow, but it'd be your starboard and port is your red and range, and your light that gets your white light comes off the bow at 135 degrees. Then you got your steam light and you get the light at the top of the tower.
Well, I guess you're learning all of that again or brushing up on it. You got a radio you're planning to put in that with an antenna yet, or is that a little bit far out?
Icon marine radio for handheld, and I'm looking at putting a VHF, UHF antenna on top of the mast and having a coupler down below so I can have my ham radio and the marine radio, and I'll be setting up a HF radio on it too.
You going to do that from a lake around here, or are you going to do that from the big water?
I'll set up on a lake, on Lake Hartwell. I can trail it down to the intercoastal and sail up and down the intercoastal with this boat. It's big enough for it. Some people go to Bahamas in this boat.
Now, that sounds like that'd be a fun trip. If you could, I don't know how long it'd take for that boat to make it down that far, but if you could afford the days off work, that sounds like fun. Got to put a lot of sunscreen on, though. You might get suntan, a really dark suntan.
Well, a hot spot on the boat, and I can work from the boat and just travel on the weekend and find a place to stay during the weekdays.
You mean like out in the middle of the ocean? Or how long does it take to go to sail to the Bahamas from, like, Florida?
Anywhere from 8 to 14 hours.
Oh, that's not bad. I thought it took a lot longer than that.
All the way down to either Key West or Miami down there, and you launch from there, you get the current behind you. They'll push you along with a good wind, and you can get over there.
Sorry about that. Pause. The cat jumped up on the table. I had to get her off the table. She walks. She likes to sit on the laptop because it's warm. Hot cat likes to be hotter.
I think it's 57 miles from Pompano Beach to the Bahamas.
Okay, that's not bad. That's some pretty water down there. Clear blue water, crystal clear blue water. You can see the bottom of the ocean and the fish and from the sharks, if there are any. That's some pretty water. But after a while, it does start getting hot.
In the wintertime. You don't want to be down there during the summer months, you know, during hurricane season. You want to go down probably about late November, early December, hang around to about May, then come back.
That sounds like a plan. Well, anyway, I'll let you get back to what you were doing. I'm setting up APRS on using a Tiny Track 4, Bionics Tiny Track 4, setting it up for the truck. For when I go flying, I'll have APRS in the truck. It's been sitting around in a box for years, since the time that Mike and Lisa used to run around with those app maps with the APRS so you could see your own icon. Did you ever get into any of that?
There's an article, and I think it's CQ Magazine's got a review, either CQ or QST's got a review on one of those TNCs right now for this month.
Well, that's what I dug one up, the Tiny Track 4, and loaded it to the latest firmware on it and interfaced it with Xavier so that it's got a map and you can see the icon on the map and you can see the other amateur radio operators. I had it all set up and working. I put a couple of RS-232 to TTL level converters on an expansion board on top of the Raspberry Pi so that the Tiny Track can plug and the GPS can plug right into the Raspberry Pi. Because, you know, RS-232 is like 5 to 12 volts for most things. For Raspberry Pi, it's 3.3 volts, so you can't just plug them straight in there. You have to convert them. Anyway, got it all working. And then went to put it on a desktop on it and broke it. So now I'm rebuilding the Pi piece of it. That's easy. Anyway, I'm going to get back to it. But good talking to you, David. Take care. Stay safe. KJ4YQK, W4DJW.
Much later, I'll have to add APRS to the boat. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that way everybody can see you and know where you are. That's a good idea. KJ4YQK, W4DJW, clear.
KJ4 YQK clear.
PD standby.